Greetings and welcome to the VTC podcast, Voices of Recovery. The VTC is a treatment-based alternative to the traditional justice system. In lieu of going to prison, where we know nothing truly changes for a veteran, the Veterans Treatment Court aims to address the underlying issues that led veterans to interfacing with the legal system, including mental health, trauma, and addiction. Upon completion of our two-year program, a veteran's charges are dismissed. But we are excited to have with us today Robin Merrill of Pisgah Legal Services. How are you doing, Robin?
Great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
Oh, thank you for being here. I'm doing well. So we're excited to talk to you today about your role with Pisgah Legal and the support that you provide veterans. Before we get started, though, tell everybody just a little bit about what you do and what it means to be part of Pisgah Legal.
So I am a managing attorney at Pisgah Legal. I've been there for 23 years. And over the course of that time, I have worked with every single program that we have. I started out as a housing attorney, but I've also worked with the domestic violence team, the public benefits team, the immigration team, helped people sign up for health care. I've gotten to do a little bit of everything, a very wide variety of topics. And working at Pisgah is a labor of love, if you will. It is hard work. And it doesn't pay that great compared to what attorneys make in the private market. But it is an opportunity to truly help someone and make their lives better. And that's really why I got into this profession.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next is what drew you to becoming an attorney, wanting to improve people's lives, their quality of life? Take us back.
Well, part of it is from growing up in Madison County in a lower income household where my parents worked really hard to not have much. And I saw them struggle with things like insurance companies, employers, their health. And it just didn't seem like that's what they deserved.
Right. So you saw them working hard. You're in Madison, North Carolina. And a rural community. Everyone kind of knows everyone.
Everyone's kind of related to everyone. And so it's really easy to know your neighbors, to know the people at church, for them to be an extension of your family. And I wanted their lives to be better, and I wanted my life to be better. And it also, it's a bit of a calling for me. I was sitting in church one day, bored, and reading in Proverbs. And in the 31st chapter of Proverbs, the first verses are instructions to leaders. And it says to speak up for the people who are in poverty and for those who can't speak for themselves. And when I read that, it was like I had been struck by a bolt of lightning. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do with my life. And so the doors that needed to open in order for that to happen, they opened for me. And I landed at Pisgah Legal Services.
That's amazing. So you've been there over two decades. Truly is a calling. I can attest to just seeing the good work you're doing in the community. And Pisgah Legal is a service that's available to individuals that normally couldn't afford attorney, correct?
That's exactly right. So our clients need to be, in general, below 125% of the federal poverty line. And probably the normal person sitting around doesn't know where they fall on the federal poverty line, and that's okay. If people want to call us and see if we can help them, we will figure it out. And we help with basic legal needs, primarily in the civil arena, but also with things like driver's license restoration and criminal record expungement.
So just knowing a host of services Pisgah Legal provides, we've now been in partnership since about, 2018?
October 10th, 2018 is the day I met you.
Oh, my goodness. And that's a historic day. for many reasons. Yes. We were at Taco Temple, and you approached and said, "Hey, aren't you with the Veterans Court?"
Yeah, I was like, "If and we need to be working together."
Exactly, and I'm glad you did. So tell the audience a little bit about the work that Pisgah Legal does to support veterans in the legal system.
Sure. But I actually, if it's okay, I want to back up and say something else about really from a personal perspective about what VTC means to me and why I think it's really important. And that's because my father served in the Marine Corps. Most of the men in my family have served, and I think they have all the branches covered between them. But my father served in the Marine Corps, and my father had a drinking problem. And he got sober when he was almost 45 and I was almost 5. And I know enough now to know that's probably the greatest thing he could ever do for our family, and that that's what kept our family together, and that that made all the difference in my life and my ability to achieve my goals. Wow. And so, you know, when I first saw Veterans Treatment Court and saw folks in such a similar position, I wanted that better life for them and for their children and for all the people that love them, because it's possible. And my father was living proof that it was possible. And that's a very motivational thing for me, is to know that recovery is worth fighting for, and it's worth the hoops of VTC are there for a purpose, and going through that is worth it when the end goal is to be clean, to be sober, to sometimes be reinstated with your family, to have those criminal charges off your back. Right. So at Pisgah Legal, where we are often interfacing with the veterans in VTC is sometimes with those driver's license restoration cases, because if you owe one penny to the North Carolina DMV, you don't have a valid driver's license. It's estimated that as many as a third of the people on the road in North Carolina don't have valid driver's licenses.
Wow.
And of course, DMV is a complicated bureaucracy. You know, people who are not having problems don't like to go to the DMV.
Right.
And they make it really hard. So imagine the process of trying to get your driver's license back when maybe you owe money, maybe you need a sign off from a judge. You might have to have a hearing and have someone like Kevin testify for you. So it's really, we think, a tremendous service that we can offer that. And it's likewise with the expunction services. Only certain crimes can be taken off of a person's record, but when they've paid for those crimes or the charges were dismissed, then those should not be a barrier to them getting employment or housing. And we see that oftentimes people are able to get better paying jobs if they get charges off their record. You know, around here, getting a job's not hard. Getting a good job can be really tough.
Right.
And then there's also things like helping people work with creditors. People might be facing eviction if they're in private housing. Some of those kinds of things, we've helped some of the veterans with at VTC help them with that. We've talked to several folks about custody of their children, mm-hmm. which, you know, is often impacted by what's going on in terms of both criminal court and any substance use or mental health issues that they may be living with. So we can, you know, give them some advice about that, help them kind of figure out a path for moving forward toward reunification.
So that's huge. And not just then the families that are being supported there, the transportation issue, we brought this up several times already in this podcast, is a huge barrier, especially in Western North Carolina. Transportation is probably one of the biggest barriers to success and sustained recovery, successful employment. So Pisgah Legal being able to represent as an attorney through that process, navigating the DMV is huge. The DMV has their own judges, right? They have judges apart from our judicial process, which blows my mind. I don't even understand.
It's sort of the same thing as like a judge for unemployment hearings or for disability hearings.
Okay.
It falls under the North Carolina Administrative Procedure Act. And this is just technical lawyer mumbo jumbo that won't mean anything to you, but it is in some ways, it's actually an arm of the executive branch of the government and an arm of the judicial branch. So it's kind of a hybrid.
Okay. That is interesting. Well, so you, Robin, now, since our fateful meeting at Taco Temple, you've been an integral part of the VTC journey. I also am fortunate because I am not a trained attorney, but I know one. I know you. And so I'm often reaching out, asking legal questions, asking for guidance and advice. And I think all of those ways are incredibly meaningful to me, but also to the veteran client, because oftentimes you have to pay just to have a consultation with an attorney. And so that in itself could be a $3,000 meeting in the community, but just spending an hour with one of our participants, it's truly priceless. So thank you for all of your support.
Supporting your participants has been really fulfilling and meaningful for me too. And there's a few interactions that stand out. I remember one guy, he had the prettiest hair, and when he was doing well, his hair looked great. And when he wasn't doing well, his hair didn't look great. And I remember him confiding in me about that he was about to reach 120 days sober, and that was a milestone he'd not achieved in the past, and that he was really scared about it. And that was really meaningful to hear and to share that. And I was thinking about another guy who you and I spent some time with together, and the two of you told me about digging latrines in Iraq and burning them. And it was, turns out that's all the toxic stuff that's in the news these days of Marines suffering from all of that work. And like that guy's journey, you know, he was skinny and he hadn't been clean very long when y'all were telling me that. And now seeing him again after he's graduated from VTC, he's bulked up, he's really happy, he's working a job, he's a really positive influence in other people's lives. And so that kind of interaction with the veterans themselves is it's really priceless.
It's definitely, the inspiration right there. I'm thinking of that veteran, he's a great example of someone who turned his life around, transformed everything that he knows, now has that stable house, has stable transportation, stable income, but his family is now supported, and he has two daughters who he's engaged and highly involved in their life, and he sends pictures regularly where he's, you know, going fishing with them, or he's at a cheerleading competition. And when he started this program, he hadn't seen them in 2 years, right? And that was because the family member, the mother, was trying to protect the children from him. And just bringing it back to your story and your father, everything he went through, and then really that gift of recovery that he gave you and gave your family, it's powerful to hear. Just getting to see that in the VTC.
Yes, it is.
Before we go, I do want to ask you about your future. You have some exciting things happening, and I thought it'd be fun. We can document right now in the VTC podcast. Robin Merrill is running for judge.
You heard it here first, folks.
Hey.
Yes, I am running for Buncombe County District Court Judge. Our wonderful, esteemed judge, Andrea Dre, is retiring, and that opens up a spot for the first time in a long time. And I'm throwing my hat in the ring, and you know, if you like what you've heard today about my support of vulnerable people in our community and helping them get back on their feet, then I hope you will support me in my campaign. And you can look for me on the ballot on the March 5th primary.
Amazing. So March 5th, 2024, Robin Merrill for District Court Judge. And where can they go to learn more about you?
www.robinforjudge.com.
Excellent. And also, where can people go to learn about Pisgah Legal Services?
That is www.pisgahlegal.org. And Pisgah Legal is also on Instagram and Facebook. And you can apply for our services right on our website.
Well, Robin, thank you so much for spending time with us today on the VTC podcast.
It was my pleasure, Kevin.
And we look forward to following you in 2024 as you're running for District Court Judge. So remember, everyone, go out and vote. Well, thank you, Robin, and thank you to our listeners. Stay tuned next week, everyone, where we continue our conversation and hear more about the voices of recovery. This is the VTC Podcast, signing off.